Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast, Scary Stories. This is Season 3, Episode 13. Let's get on with the episode. Such a terrible thing. There has been rumors of shootings that were supposed to take place today. All these rumors had me on edge. All day, I was still fidgeting in my seat, even though I knew it would be fine and nothing would happen. It was lunchtime when the school shooting was supposed to happen, and that's where I find myself right now. All I can think is that the school shooting would be such a terrible thing. I see a kid open his backpack. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's the kid standing in the lunch line right now. Or the shady kid hanging out in the back of the cafeteria. I'm just sitting there, zoning out and thinking all about the possible things that could happen. Then someone yells, "He has a gun!" There was silence, and then panic screams fill the air as bullets shed through the air. It's such a terrible thing. The principal is shot, bleeding out. The school police officer had his kneecap blown out. The multiple other inmates laying there, dying on the ground, along with many students. There are screams, gunshots filled along with a scent of blood. So many screams, so much blood, such a terrible thing. My hand slipped and I blinked a few times, realizing I was just daydreaming. Nothing had happened. A school shooting would be such a terrible thing. Is what I think as I stand up, pulling a gun out of my jacket. Such a terrible thing. Lost Twin, the game. This is a game where participants get a chance to meet the twin they never known in life. It's a simple game to play. The twin is a reflection of who you are, not who you pretend to be. If you are generally a good person, your twin encounter will be pleasant. But if you are a bad person, someone who bullies, lies, steals, cheats, manipulates, or hurts others, then your experience will be dark and painful. In order to play the game, you are required to follow an empty closet, a lit candle, and a mirror. To start, hang the mirror, any size will do, on the wall in the closet, but be sure to hang it on the wall across from the closet door. So the door has been reflected when closed. With the candle lit, walk into the closet and shut the door behind you. Look at the mirror. You'll see a reflection of yourself and the closet door. Knock on the mirror twice, just as if you're trying to knock on the closet door. Blow out the candle and knock on the mirror two more times. You'll hear the closet door open, but the door behind you is still shut. Next, you will be here breathing. The game has begun. In a calm voice, greet your twin with a simple hello and wait for a response. Afterwards, ask the simple yes or no question. They will answer. The twin responds in one or two ways, a kind response or a hostile response. Good person will receive a hello in return for the greeting. Ask the question, you answer will be whispered back to you. Shortly after, a sense of warmth or comfort will overcome the player. Sounds of door shutting will signal the end of the game as the twin has made contact. Pass on the message on left on the door. Bad people will see angry snarl in response. If you try to ask a question, your answer will be scratches or bites from your twin. A bone chilling cold will fill the closet and sense of impending doom will bring about an unshakable feeling of dread that will linger for hours. You'll hear the sound of the closet door slamming shut and the mirror will fall off the wall, shattering to pieces. When you leave the closet, be sure to take the mirror with you, intact or broken. If you leave the mirror behind, you'll be plagued with your twin voice calling out to you and knocking on the wall until you remove the mirror. This game reveals a lot about a person's soul. Players, beware. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, guys, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.